It's Sunday, the 7th of June 2015, and I'm in my office in Hull, and I'm just about to leave for the station and go down to London Heathrow Airport once again, stay there overnight in the Radisson Blue Edwardian Hotel, where I seem to spend at least 2 nights every month, and then tomorrow morning, quite early, I'm flying to Madrid and then on to Valencia. It's over 10 years since I've been in Spain. I used to go regularly. This is where my international work really began, a very long time ago, in 1991, when I first went on an Erasmus exchange, although I think it was called Socrates at that time, but it's the same thing, to the University of Navarra in Pamplona. And I've had a long-standing relationship with that university ever since, and supervised 4 PhD students from there, all very successfully. At least all very successful because of them being very good students. And what I'm going to do on Tuesday is I'm going to sit on a panel which decides on whether one of my former PhD students, Sylvia Corchong, at the EU University in Valencia, gets promoted to being an associate professor. I have no idea of any other part of the proceedings at all. I've got some paperwork, most of it in Spanish. I've got some PowerPoints from Sylvia to look at, and she'll meet me tomorrow night and on Tuesday morning to go over the procedures with me. I'll have a translator for some of it, and I don't know if I've got to ask any questions. I don't know. And apparently this can be a public event, a little bit like the PhD Fivers I've done in Holland in the past. So I'm looking forward to this because it's a long time since I've been in Spain. I like Spain, a new place as well. I've never been to Valencia. It's right down on the south, and the temperature each day at the moment is, in the middle of the day, 31 degrees centigrade. I've only packed very little, but I have included some running gear, so I hope to get Spain and specifically Valencia onto my Garmin map. Well, I'm just sitting on Hull Station. It's 25 past 6. My train's in about 20 minutes. I'm just sitting looking at it at the moment, waiting to get on. It's running here with the engine pumping out diesel fumes. I'm never quite sure why they do that, but never mind. I'm just kind of contemplating what it is I do and why I do it without any sense of irony or looking for sympathy. For example, tonight I'm travelling on a Sunday night yet again. I absolutely loathe travelling on Sundays, but of course, to fit in with other people's working patterns, you often have to. But for example, tonight I've just left my second son's 24th birthday party at home. Managed to get some dinner with the family and a glass of wine, but I'll miss the crucial part of... isn't it? I'm just sitting here contemplating something and I've forgotten my thread. Oh yeah, I just left my son's 24th birthday party and I'm going to miss the crucial bit of having a piece of cake and enjoying that with my son and his partner and my grandsons.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on board this 1847 First Hall train service to London King's Cross. Ladies and gentlemen, this First Hall train service will shortly be arriving into London King's Cross, where this service will terminate.
The next station is Paddington. Change for National Rail Services.
Mind the gap between the train and the platform.
I'm standing outside Heathrow Terminal 1, where the hotel buses pick you up to take you to the various hotels. The hotel hoppers, as they're called. I'm waiting for H3 to take me to the Radisson Hotel, and I see that I've just missed one, so I've got half an hour to stand here until the next one comes. I've stood here many times this year already. It's a beautiful evening. It's very, very warm and close down here, but there's absolutely nobody around, not a soul. The terminal was virtually completely empty, and when I get off the Heathrow Express and walk on the underground walkway up to this, arrivals part, I've never, in all the times I've done that, never met anyone at this time of night. I'm guessing there are no flights coming in or going out at this time now anyway. Anybody who refers to the glamour of international travel or what a lucky life I lead can take note of that. Do you want to be standing outside Terminal 1 at, well, it's now 10 past 10 in the evening, when you could either be with your family or you could be where I'd like to be right now, which is in my bed. The H3 hopper bus eventually came and took me to the Radisson. It was a very eventful ride. Usually there's either nobody else on the bus at all or nothing particularly happens, but one chap got on without any cash and handed the driver his credit card, and the driver said we only take cash, and this chap got a bit annoyed. He didn't know that beforehand. He'd just arrived. I think it sounded like he was from Canada, and I did wonder whether to be the Good Samaritan, but then I realised I could look into the terminal and see the cash machines in there. It wouldn't have taken them more than a few seconds to get some cash, and there were more buses behind me, so long and the short of that one is I didn't act as the Good Samaritan. Then someone else got on with a ticket on their phone and showed him the ticket on the phone, which he'd purchased for the bus, and the driver said, but I can't do anything with that, I can't punch a hole in your phone, I need to punch a hole in the ticket. And the chap didn't really understand this, and apparently the tickets have to be printed off. They can't accept the electronic tickets because they don't have any system of scanning them, so they could be used again and again. It's not a system like the system you have for boarding planes or anything sophisticated like that, or tickets for e-tickets for trains or whatever. So another disgruntled passenger got off, and he had to go into the terminal to print it. I don't know whether he did or not. And anyway, that was a more than usually eventful bus journey here. So now I'm in the Radisson